and to you, certainly, for having organized this review, considering our periodic report. We are convinced that it is with such meetings that we can make progress between the sessions of the Human Rights Council, of which we are a member since January 1st of this year, for the first time. So we fully understand the importance of the political statements that are made through the adoption of resolutions. But it is clear as well that dialogues such as this one are an indispensable tool in materializing what has been adopted politically or through a legal instrument, a legally binding instrument, as well as the covenant and the treaties and conventions, and follow-up mechanisms such as the committee, are the best way to ensure that all that is said politically is met in reality. We are aware that human rights begin at home. So that's a general comment, but I wanted to thank once again all committee members for your welcome, for having heard us after having read, as I noted quite easily, after you read the report, we put a lot of work into it. In order to be here and answer your questions, we needed a great deal of interministerial collaboration. So I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the delegates in our representation from the various ministries that we have heard over these past 2 days. And let's not forget of the representatives that were present with us through WhatsApp throughout the meeting. It's not because we were rude that we were looking at our phones every now and then. It's because we were in touch with other ministries that do not have a representative here, working with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs as well, who greatly contributed to the implementation of our structure for reporting. And I would like to conclude by reiterating that we remain committed to what we have pledged we will do in the area of human rights since the signing and ratifying of these instruments, these legally binding instruments. At the political level, we are very committed. We are in the Human Rights Council, and we will take full advantage of that opportunity, of the time we have remaining in our mandate until 2023, to share what we believe are the priorities in that area, remaining open-minded, not just with our colleagues in the Human Rights Council, but with the international community as a whole, and with civil society representatives here in Geneva, who have been here for a long time, and who stay here for much longer time than diplomats do. They are experts too, and that can be seen in the quality of their reports. And after we have this meeting, I will go to a side event with international NGOs here in Geneva, where we will be talking about the rights of children. So, well, all that to say that human rights are an important pillar, not just in Luxembourg's foreign policy, but as you saw yourselves. It is important to all the ministries and offices that work within the borders of Luxembourg to promote and defend human rights. It is a government-wide commitment. And once again, thank you for this opportunity. We are very grateful to Your Excellency, and I believe that we had